It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community, and this is a subject that all of us need to be aware of, especially women. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, which affects over 13,000 women annually in the U.S. On the line, I got my buddy, my sorbah, Nurse Tiffany Gillespie, who's going to talk about Cervical Cancer Awareness Month because, Nurse Tiff, the primary cases are HPV-related, the human papillomavirus. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, so Julie, good afternoon. So when we talk about HPV, the human papillomavirus, this, we have approximately 200 strains of this, but 40 strains affect the genital area. Mm-hmm. It affects men and women, which is a surprise to all. And this is the main cause of our cervical cancers. Our cervical cancers, they affect the cervix, which when we talk about the cervix and the anatomy, if we think about the vagina, the uterus, and the cervix, the vagina I consider like the building of a movie theater. And then you have your cervix. Your cervix are like the little doors in between the hallways of the, you know, of the opening to the theaters and the actual building itself. And then you have your uterus, which is the womb. So the cervix sits right there in the middle.
Okay.
And we have cells on the cervix, and these can be affected by that HPV virus.
So one thing we know that it's a commonly transmitted sexual infection. Roughly 80% of sexually active people have it at some point. For some people, while there's no quote-unquote cure, some people, it goes away on its own. Some people have to be treated if they get venereal warts. But what is the role, Tiff, in people making sure they get those pap smears or the vaccine if it's not too late to prevent something like this?
So we know that screening and prevention is always number one. So as far as screening, women, we can start screening for cervical cancer as early as age 21. 21 through 29 are the prime years for screening. Screening is done through an HPV test that can be done by your OBGYN or your PCP or your pap smear. Your pap smear, when that's done, they take some of your actual cervical cells and they examine those. That can be done every 3 years. And if those results are negative, then you will continue to have that checked every 3 years. Mm-hmm. As far as vaccinations for HPV, we can start those as early as age 9 in boys and girls. Mm-hmm. With vaccinations, the first doses are 2 to 3 shots. If you're after the age of 29, we do not recommend vaccinations. Vaccinations cannot prevent it, but vaccinations cannot affect a current infection.
Right.
They can only prevent.
Okay, so that's quite some information to take in. I'm just sitting here picturing my vajayjay as a movie theater in the hallway and all that. Thank you for the, you always give very descriptive analogies, but it is very serious that people know about this. And for people who might have more questions and get more information, one thing I want to say, Nurse Tiffany, how important, and I emphasize this to people, particularly young people, that you get your screenings. You cannot overlook those.
It's important that we get our screenings because, number one, this is going to protect our families and our communities. You also want to protect yourself against childbearing in the future years. Mm-hmm. So we need to think about risk factors such as smoking. Smoking affects the cells of the cervix and, of course, unprotected intercourse. Mm-hmm. I tell those, you know, you have parents that are, you know, that are preventive. They put their teens on birth control.
Right.
But I am a big proponent for using condoms as well. We need to cover up because we don't know what hitchhikers are on that tool, you know, when we are trying to keep our daughters, you know, prepared against, you know, unwanted pregnancies. But also we have to think about the STIs as well. Mm-hmm. So always keep in mind that prevention is power and health is wealth.
All right. Not the hitchhikers on it. Yes, because I definitely believe in vaccination. I have my son vaccinated. So prevention is key. Thank you, Nurse Tiffany, for always being available to talk to the people. And thank you for the movie theater analogy. It really hits home. Where can people find you at on your socials, sis?
I am on Facebook at Tiffany C. Gillespie. You can find me there. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to drop me a message in my inbox. I'm willing to always talk as well to the communities and the family members. Remember, prevention is power and health is wealth.
Come on now. Thank you, Nurse Tiff.